In this StoryCorps interview, 11-year-old Mia's unruffled personality comes out while quizzing her mother, Kara, about the details of her happiest moments and the future she has for Mia. The joy displayed in Kara's answers perfectly displays a mother's love for her daughter.
Is there something about me that you've always wanted to know, but you've never asked?
That's a good question. Why do you try on clothes and then throw them on the floor when they're clean? Do you have an answer?
Where did you grow up?
I asked you a question. You have to answer that question.
I don't know the answer to that question.
You don't know why you do that? Is it just because you just want to try on the next thing, so you just leave it on the floor? I wish the recording could get the look you're giving me right now. Because you give me this look like I'm insane.
What was the happiest moment in your life?
My happiest moment in my life was the day you were born. That's easy. Which was November 21st, 2005. Because you came into the world.
Do you remember what was going through your head when you first saw me?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't believe it. I mean, before I had you, I never thought I'd be a mother. Like, it was never a big priority. But then I had you, and it's so amazing. Nobody can explain to you what happens. It's instant love. And I completely changed and grew up and became an unselfish person in that moment.
How did you choose my name?
Your dad picked it out. And we were going back and forth. We had lots of different names. We hadn't really settled on anything, and you were unnamed. And then I kind of just acquiesced, and Mia was one that persisted. So we finally said, okay, well, I'm going to name you Mia.
What did you almost call me?
Sadie was one of the names I wanted to call you, but I don't like it now. And the funniest thing is that your name was Mia, and when you were born, the delivery nurse said, because you were a big baby, she went, Mama Mia. So that was funny. That was the first thing she said. That was the first time somebody used your name.
Who is the most important person in your life? Can you tell me about him or her?
The most important person in my life is obviously it's you. You're my daughter, and I am so proud of who you are. You do such a good job with everything.
What are your dreams for me?
I want you to be able to go what direction that you want to. I want you to be able to be free in making whatever choices. But the thing that I hope the most, and something that took me a really long time to learn, just the ability to know that you can give yourself pretty much everything you need and that you don't need to depend so much on others and that happiness comes from within. I had to be an old person the way I am to figure that out. That if you get sad or lonely or something's hard, that you know that you can just do it, that you have the internal confidence to get through whatever challenge.
Okay, that's cool.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, StoryCorps.org, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Alabama Public Radio and are sponsored by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.